Everybody has their own particular mission field. There were people who witnessed to me before I was a believer. People who gave me lifts in cars. A little old woman, when I was in Ottawa, Ontario, in Canada, I was with a friend of mine named John Euler. And again, we're these long-haired hippies. And there was a little old woman who was pulling this basket behind her with groceries in it. And she came up to us and she said, "Boys, boys, you need Jesus, you need Jesus." That woman never went to Bible school. Woman never went to seminary. She was an ordinary woman who was concerned about these two fellas, these hippie-looking fellas, and pleaded with us, telling us that we needed Jesus. That's some 44 years ago, 45 years ago, that I met that woman. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup. But when somebody speaks up for the Lord Jesus Christ, their labor's never in vain. There's power in the name of Jesus. When God's word goes out, it never comes back vain or void or empty. And so we need to pray, "Father, give me a Christ-like passion for the lost." There were three things I see that were paramount in Jesus' life. The glory of the Father. I should be concerned about the glory of my Heavenly Father. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He had a passion for the lost. And the Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians 5:25 that Christ loved the church and he gave himself up for the church. So I want to know my Father and I want to love him. And I want to exalt him. I don't want to have a Christ-like burden for the lost to be. And that's something we pray for. I think the bottom line is that we all have to really be serious about seeking first, Matthew 6:33, seek first God's kingdom. Find out what God's priorities are and make those your priorities, perfectly so. Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness and what? The details fall into place. I have to pursue the Lord. That's got to be my main concern. Jesus said to Peter and Andrew, James and John, "Follow me." That was to be their main duty. Follow the Lord Jesus, and he would make them fishers of men. They didn't make themselves fishers of men. They were content on following the Lord, being with him, fellowshipping with him, watching what he did, listening to what he said, imbibing everything that could be imbibed about him.